Hashtag Media presents the Cover Zero Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.thehashtag.us. Enjoy the show.
Welcome into Cover Zero. Thehashtag.us is where you can find us. We also have Red Elephant Radio following the Alabama Crimson Tide this season through all their sports. And we have Smart Money Picks, 74-51-1 against the spread heading into this weekend. A lot of picks up, college football, pro football, better than any pay site. They're absolutely free. Those articles come out every Thursday covering Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday games. So be sure you go to thehashtag.us for those items and more. We're going to be talking about the NFL today, so we're going to rewind back to last week. The Patriots beat the Buccaneers. The Bengals beat the Bills as they're trying to turn their season around. Fantasy purposes in those games, nothing too major to talk about. Obviously, if you own Doug Martin, he's about to be all systems go. He had a great opening game showing. It looks like Tom Brady got a little dinged up, but he's going to be fine to play this weekend. The Bengals making a little comeback after an awful start to the season. A.J. Green's really turning it on here lately. The Jets go on the road and move the Browns to 0-5. Nobody on the Browns is really worth playing right now except maybe Duke Johnson. The Jets at 3-2, surprisingly. So they've really eked out some wins, but 3-2, not too bad there. The Panthers beat the Lions 27-24 to move them to 4-1 at the time. The Lions 3-2. Cam had three touchdown passes in that game. The Colts beat the 49ers 26-23. The Colts trying to survive until Andrew Luck can come back. So they're 2-3 after the win over the 49ers. 49ers moved to 0-5. The Dolphins beat the Titans 16-10. They're 2-2. The Titans without Mariota possibly for a while with a hamstring. We'll see if he can play this weekend or not, but the Titans moved to 2-3. Chargers 27-22 over the Giants. The Giants moved to 0-5, and they had a really tough day with injuries. They lose Dwayne Harris, Sterling Shepard, Brandon Marshall, Odell Beckham, and the only one of those guys I think that's maybe back will be Sterling Shepard. I think Brandon Marshall, Odell Beckham, and Dwayne Harris are all out for the year. So not really sure what to think about the Giants receiving group. You've got Evan Ingram at tight end, Roger Lewis at receiver. Other than that, I'm not sure. And even then, I don't know if any Giant is playable now. This could be one of their worst seasons in franchise history. The Chargers get their first win in that game. The Eagles blow out the Cardinals 34-7. Philadelphia moved to 4-1. The Cardinals dropped to 2-3. Carson Wentz is having a very good season. The Jaguars beat the Steelers on the road. Very surprising win. Jaguars go to 30-9. Okay. That would be a great record if they went to 30-9. They won the game 30-9. They moved to 3-2. The Steelers dropped to 3-2. Big Ben had a few pick sixes in that. It was a really ugly game for the Steelers. Lev Bell wants to touch the ball more as far as running the ball. The Jaguars defense is doing great this year. Great fantasy defense to own if you have them. You know, some people like to stream defenses, drop one, add one the next week. If you've got the Jags, just play them every game. Seems that they're matchup proof. A great game for them and Leonard Fournette as they continue to win this year. The Ravens, as bad as I think they are, they go into Oakland and win as E.J. Manuel couldn't get it done. Derek Carr may play this weekend, but the Raiders are 2-3. Amari Cooper's having a horrific fantasy season. Crabtree's probably the only one you can start with confidence there. The running game's hit or miss. But the Ravens moving to 3-2. Buck Allen and Alex Collins getting it done on the ground. The Seahawks win a huge division game. I thought the Rams were going to win this one. The Seahawks win 16-10. The Seahawks and Rams both 3-2 now. Todd Gurley had his worst game of the season. The Seahawks eke that one out. That's going to be a race that's going to come down to the last few weeks. And Green Bay goes into Dallas, wins 35-31. Of course, Aaron Rodgers leads them with about a minute left down the field to win. Similar to how Green Bay beat Dallas in the playoffs, except they go and score a touchdown instead of kicking the field goal. And Green Bay moves to 4-1, and the Cowboys fall to 2-3. The Cowboys just found out on top of that that Zeke Elliott will start to serve his six-game suspension now, so I don't think they thought they would be starting 2-3 with Elliott. Davante Adams comes back from that huge hit he took the week before against the Bears to catch the game-winning touchdown. He had 7 catches, 66 yards, 2 touchdowns. So Davante Adams right now, you could argue, is Green Bay's number one receiver. Aaron Jones, the running back, 125 yards and a touchdown. So when Ty Montgomery comes back from his rib injury, it'll be interesting to see how the carries are split up there. The Chiefs go into Houston, win 42-34. Deshaun Watson has another great game. J.J. Watt breaks his leg. He's out for the year. Whitney Mercilus, I believe, is out for the year. The Texans' defense is safe to drop. The Chiefs move to 5-0. Alex Smith and Kareem Hunt leading the way there. They're having a great season. Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, they've got a lot of fantasy options. Houston falling to 2-3. On Monday night, Mitch Trubisky's first start almost wins. The Vikings pull it out 20-17. Vikings move to 3-2. Bears drop to 1-4. Sam Bradford re-injured his knee in that game. Case Keenum looks to be the starter for the foreseeable future. The Vikings at 3-2 now won't have Bradford or Dalvin Cook or Stephon Diggs, who also got dinged up in that game as they play the Packers this week. The Falcons, Broncos, Saints, and Redskins were on a bye. Looking at this past Thursday night, the Eagles went into Carolina and pulled a small upset. They moved to 5-1 with the win. The Panthers dropped to 4-2, 28-23. The Eagles win. Cam Newton threw 3 interceptions there. Wentz stays hot, and the Eagles look to be a team that could make the playoffs, challenge the Falcons and Packers. And, you know, when you look in their division, the Giants aren't going to give them too much trouble. I'm not sure how good the Cowboys are right now. So the Eagles may have a really good chance of making the playoffs. The Panthers dropped to 4-2. Sunday's games, the Dolphins will be traveling to Atlanta. Atlanta, a 12.5-point favorite at home. They're 3-1, Dolphins 2-2. The Packers go to Minnesota in what could be a huge divisional game because the Packers could pull away here at 4-1, the Vikings at 3-2. Even though the Vikings are a little dinged up, Green Bay is too. They're going to be without Morgan Burnett and Kevin King in the secondary. The offensive line still isn't 100% back, so I expect that one to be close. Green Bay's a 3-point favorite on the road. I think that one could go either way. The Lions at 3-2 will go to the Saints at 2-2. Saints are a 4-point favorite. They're, of course, coming off the bye, so I expect big things from them. Willie Snead's back from his suspension. Of course, the Saints have traded Adrian Peterson to the Cardinals for a conditional draft pick. I think the Saints are going to use Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram and to much success. I don't think Peterson, every time he got the ball, was pretty much a wasted carry. You add in Willie Snead, I think the Saints are about to get things going. The Patriots will go to the Jets. A surprising matchup here as both teams are 3-2. The Patriots are a 9-point favorite, however. So we'll see if the Jets can continue to win. And the Patriots really don't need to lose to the Jets and fall to 3-3. Tom Brady said he's going to play. Gronk said he's going to play. So they should have all their weapons. The 0-5 49ers will go to the 2-2 Redskins. Washington, a 10.5-point favorite in that one. The Bears will go to Baltimore, where the Ravens are a 6.5-point favorite. They're 3-2 on the year. The Bears, 1-4. And then the last of the 12 o'clock games, the Browns will be going to the Texans. The Texans, a 9-point favorite at home over the Browns. Moving to the 3 o'clock games, the Tampa Bay Bucs will be going to the Cardinals. We'll see what Adrian Peterson looks like in a Cardinals jersey. The Bucs, 2-2. Cardinals, 2-3. The Bucs favored by 1.5 on the road. The LA Rams will go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is two teams that I think people are a little surprised. They're both 3-2. So one of those teams is moving to 4-2. The Jaguars, a 2.5-point favorite at home. That's now a very interesting game. The Steelers will go to Kansas City. The 3-2 Steelers, the 5-0 Chiefs. The Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite. So if the Steelers lose this game, they'll be 3-3. And then it's guaranteed either the Rams or the Jaguars will have a better record than the Steelers. You wouldn't have thought that before the season. The Jets, if they lose to the Patriots, will also be 3-3, tied with the Steelers. So Steelers, a very disappointing start. Now that they're going to Kansas City, it looks like they could start 3-3. The last of the 3 o'clock games, the Chargers will be going to the Raiders. Chargers 1-4, Raiders 2-3. The loser of this game really is going to be fighting an uphill battle to make the playoffs. There's not a line on this yet because we're not sure about David Carr's status. But I think I'm going to go with the Raiders there. It seems like it's leaning toward Carr may try to play, so we'll see. Sunday night, the Giants will be going to the Broncos. Not the best spot for the 0-5 Giants to figure out who their new receiving weapons are going to be. The Broncos are an 11.5-point favorite. The over-under is 39, so a very low total. The Giants will be lucky to score, you know, double-digit points, really. And the Broncos 3-0 at home this year, 3-1 overall. They're having a good season. The Monday night game will be the Indianapolis Colts. Still no Andrew Luck. They'll be going to the Titans. We'll see if Mariota can play or not. Both teams are 2-3, so that's a big game. On bye this week, the Bills, Bengals, Cowboys, and Seahawks. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Cover Zero. You need to go look at the Smart Money picks. They're already out. Catch the ones that still haven't played yet. We have not had a losing week this season. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next week.